What is up, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Gamecast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everybody.
And I know what you're wondering. It's been a while. It's been
Where y'all
a minute.
been?
It's been a minute. Some things happened. Some things happened.
Yeah.
And we had to reassess some things, if you will.
Yeah.
I know, like Tess, you had a little bit of a scare in terms of possibly having COVID.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
It was not good.
yeah, it's well, totally. And thankfully, that wasn't the case.
Exactly. It's probably just some other thing, like, MRSA in my throat.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, because clearly nobody cares. Like, no doctor cares if it's something else. They're just like, oh, let's just test you for COVID. Oh, you don't have that. Okay, just go home. Well, you
Right,
would have told
right.
me to go home if I had COVID anyway. So
But
at this point,
it's like go
where I
home
want.
'cause like we need the real sick patients, It's like, "Oh, well, I have Ebola." Like, "Nah, but that's not important right now.
Right
It's the
now.
COVID. It's the COVID. That's all I'm here for."
Right.
So yeah, so we had to take a break for that. And then it was also we have been busy with a lot of stuff. And what happens is some things kind of the schedule conflicts, and so we had to kind of take 2 weeks off, but we're back. We're back. A lot of things have happened throughout the
Yes.
world, as well as with us. For instance, I got a new gig with IGN where I am doing guide work for Fortnite.
Which is awesome.
Yes, so it's a steady pay, which is great, and it's guide work as opposed to reviews and such, which it's like a different part of the brain in terms of being creative. You don't necessarily have to be that creative because you're explaining things.
Yeah.
So you want to be creative enough that people don't fall asleep reading it, but
Right.
you don't need to like, I'm not giving you my opinion on Fortnite. I'm just telling you, hey, you see the shiny gun? You want to know how to get it? This is how you get it, essentially.
Exactly. It's incredible.
Shout out to the editors over there. Felicia for hooking me up, and I got the way it kind of worked in my case is I was working with other editors who they talk obviously they talk amongst each other, and they were like, "Hey, I have a position opening, and do you know anybody?" And so the tech editor, I've been doing some tech reviews as of late, he was like, "Hey, Kenny, he's written like reviews for us, TV shows, blah blah blah. He's also done some guide work." And so and plus, she already followed me on Twitter. We follow each other, I should say. And so she knew of me. So she's like, "Oh, cool." So she hit me up. The first time it was to do something that was a little bit more immediate, and I already had a lot of stuff on my plate, so I had to kind of decline. But then she came back around and was like, "I got this Fortnite thing. It's like multiple times a week." And I was like, "I could do that. I could fit that in." And so that's been really great so far. Definitely, guys, go check it out. If you do click on my name, they have this new thing at IGN, and I think I explained it a little bit before, but like where you click on someone's name and it takes you to all the articles that they've written. That's not all of
Cool.
my articles. Because what happens is, since they implemented this new way of doing things, it doesn't retroactively grab all of your articles. So it has my most recent stuff, yay, but not my previous stuff. And unfortunately, they were like they would have to go in and manually do it, and I understand why they wouldn't want to do that with every single person that's writing. And so even though I was like, "Yo, I'll do it, fam. I got all the links saved and everything." But so it doesn't have all of my stuff, but like you can still find my like reviews and things there. You just kind of have to search. But yeah, so that's pretty fun. So like things of that nature has been, going down. There's also been a lot of crazy stuff in the gaming world. I'm not gonna talk about here because I want to keep my sanity. I've been talking about it a lot with issues surrounding Cyberpunk, issues surrounding the Game Awards, just issues everywhere. Like there's toxic, crazy people everywhere that I and so like I just kind of want to I want to let people know that I'm aware and that I have been mentioning certain things, but I don't want to have like suck up the time with the podcast on it. So we'll just take that, put it in a bucket, and then maybe we'll talk about it later. Maybe we won't. But beyond that, what else has been happening? So the Game Awards was last night, which was interesting. Had a lot of cool reveals, a lot of Game Awards, given out. Most of it was like, as most award shows nowadays were, a big advertisement for stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm excited for what's coming though. They had a lot of games that I didn't think was, going to be remade. Like Nintendo announced a new Ghosts and Goblins, and I was like,
Wow.
or Goblins and Ghouls. I can't remember exactly how that goes, but they announced a new one, and I was like, you guys can have it because that game is ridiculously hard. But I was still excited to see it,
Yeah, okay.
and all the stuff that they announced. Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII is going to be in the new Smash in Smash Brothers.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, Sephiroth is awesome. Like, man, I didn't, because this is the first time he's ever been in a game like where you can play as him.
Yeah, you never, he's always just you're this evil guy who kind of like does horrible things and you can't really do anything. Like
Right, he's just the baddest of bad guys for the most part.
worst of the worst of the worst. He nobody's worse. And I like him.
I know it. He has a Inuyasha's brother vibe type thing going on.
You already know. You already know he look like Sesshomaru, so it's like, yeah, we're cool.
Right, exactly. And so people are losing their minds over that. What else? Oh, there was also the news with, well, actually, we can just jump into stuff. Sony's Funimation bought Crunchyroll for
Or
$1.7 billion.
who has that many billions?
Apparently, Sony.
Billion. Yeah,
Yo, Sony, can I
definitely.
get like a dollar, like
Look, I'm gonna need a
$20?
little bit more. I'm gonna need a stack, a couple stacks. About 15 stacks.
She said,
Clearly, you don't need it. If you can buy freaking Crunchyroll, you don't need it.
"Fam," she said, "bands will make her dance, okay?"
Thank you. Fans make me
That's
dance.
it's interesting. And I didn't it's I knew that Sony was looking to buy it. AT&T and Sony were kind of going back and forth, being that AT&T, I want to say, and Warner had like had owned Crunchyroll before, and Sony was like, "We got Funimation, we can kind of build on it." And I don't think Warner, because Warner is doing the whole HBO Max thing, and they're extending things that way. So I don't think anime was kind of big on their to-do, whereas Funimation, Sony and animation just kind of goes together, and so it makes sense. I don't know what this means for the customers. I know Crunchyroll had about 3 million like paid subscribers, and like way more like free subscribers. I don't know what's gonna happen because, low key, Funimation's like online everything sucked. I'm sorry, like it was bad. So maybe they'll take Crunchyroll's expertise, and Crunchyroll has its issues too.
It
But
does, yeah.
I was like, ooh, okay, all right, well, we'll see. I know that there was also some, they had exclusives. Crunchyroll had their own exclusives, so maybe that'll be going to Funimation as well. It's interesting. What are your
Yeah,
thoughts on that?
I wonder what they're planning on doing with it. And I just want to know, like, just answer me this because I kind of just feel like it's easy. You've got Hulu and you've got Netflix that pretty much kind of give you a blueprint of how your online like user interfaces should work, just like
Right.
how simple it should be to access online content and like just to stream. And I mean, Funimation's user interface is just completely asinine. It just doesn't make any sense. It's not easy. It's not fun. It's just not intuitive. And with Crunchyroll, which is better, I mean, like you just said, it has its issues. So I'm just hoping that maybe all of this money can fix the, come on, it's Sony for crying out loud. You're Sony.
Right.
You're known for computery stuff. You're just known for stuff. Can you please hire 17 geeks and get them to fix Funimation and get them to fix Crunchyroll just so that they're easier to operate? And that's all I want. I just want it to be more simple. I just want it to be open app. Ooh, I want to watch this. Ooh, I want to cast
Yeah, 'cause
it.
like the new Crunchyroll has an issue where, for instance, like you can put things in your queue. And then, like Netflix, if you go and watch something, it'll put it in an order. So, like, hey, I finished this episode, I want to go to the next one. Well, Crunchyroll, at least on my phone, it always reverts it back to the top. So, like, the last episode you saw will be at the bottom for whatever reason. And it's like, no, I need you to be, you know what I'm saying? Like if I saw this episode, the next one, the very next one should be, you know, the one that I need to see. But I
Yeah.
have to go in and, like, for instance, I'm watching One Piece and it has like a million episodes. And what I have to do is I have to go to the right season and then I have to invert the list so that it flips upwards so that the newest one is at the top. And I'm like, I shouldn't have to do all this just to watch the show. Like,
Nope.
I have to figure out where I left off as opposed to these other streaming services. And I'm like, you know, they've been doing this for years now. Like,
Yeah.
I don't, maybe it's some type of coding that just makes it work. Because I know, like, Disney Plus has this issue too, where watching The Mandalorian, I had to go and find my place. I couldn't just, or, and then, yeah, a lot of you guys suck. HBO, HBO Max does this thing where if you're watching a show and it's in your queue, and let's say you fell asleep watching The Fresh Prince, right? You click on The Fresh Prince and you're like, I want to go back to the other episode. It doesn't let you. It forces you to watch that whatever episode is left off on. The only way to do it easily, I say easily, but it's not, is to go find, search for Fresh Prince, click on the show that way, and then find the episodes that you want.
Yep,
You
you're right.
can't do it
That
from your queue.
Yep.
Why is that so hard?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's just, and it's simple coding, but the thing about coding is you have to have an architect who is intuitive enough. Like, you know how when you say somebody's like a nerd, and like you're like, okay, yeah, but they're just nerdy enough and they have like a bit of coolness to them. Because if somebody's totally geeked out, they're missing everything. Like Steve Urkel, he was just way too far gone. You know what I mean? He
Right,
was just
right.
so far gone that he didn't realize that Laura really wasn't good enough for him and that Myra really was his equal. Like
Right.
that kind of stuff, you know? You're so far gone. And I kind of feel like these like architects and these people who build this these user interfaces kind of just forget the normal behaviors of normal people. And it's just like I don't know why it's so hard for you to think that maybe somebody would be watching something and walk away, and you make it so difficult for them just to go back and watch another show. Because that happened to me when I was watching what's it called? Lovecraft Country, and I'm like, wait, why is this episode playing? I haven't gotten here yet.
Right.
And so there's a lot of things. There actually are a lot of things in these user interfaces that you're just like, why would you do that? It's I'm not asking for so much. I feel like we're back in like 1990 something with AOL, and we're just like, wait, but this isn't what I asked for. Like, I just want you to do this one simple thing. Remember when like in Microsoft Word, Control C was center, but all we really wanted to do was copy, and then
Right.
it took them how many years to make Control C copy? Like, when did that finally change?
I don't even remember. It was such a mess.
Yeah, a lot. But it all of it is really just one person raising their hand and saying, hey, maybe we could try. And that's really it. Because sometimes nerds get really used to doing things a certain way because they're nerds. It's kind of like having a nerd who like knows everything about astrophysics and is like knows how close Alpha Centauri A and Alpha Centauri B are and know exactly how we would get there if
Right.
somebody dragged a wormhole and you know how what would happen to us, talking to a normal person who's worked at an Old Navy maybe their whole life.
It's rough. It's rough. And to be clear, we are nerds. So it's not to, you know, not to diss, but it's, I understand what you're saying. It's like you want certain things to work so much that you forget basic functionality, and that might not be the case, but it feels like it. Like, remember when the iPhone dropped? And people couldn't send picture messages, but that was like the super oldest thing by that time. Like, my brother's sidekick could send me picture messages. Like, you're telling me the iPhone can't?
I have the first flip phone. The literal first flip phone with a camera can send picture messages.
Right.
It's still running on a modem, but your new brand new iPhone that costs $600 can't send a pic. Okay, got you. And then got
That was.
bricked.
Right, that was, oh my gosh. So yeah, I don't know what happens in that. I don't know if it's growing pains, because I'm sure it's gonna get better. I know
10 years
Disney
from
Plus totally did Well, Disney Plus got better within a year. They still have some sticking points, but they got better within a year. But like, my beef there is that you have the blueprint, and it's not like you're necessarily copying Netflix. It's become the standard. Like having a queue even of itself, where you can line up the things that you're watching and save it to a profile, is Netflix. So you've already got that. Might as well take the rest of the, you know what I'm saying? Like take the rest of the things there and kind of make it yours, in a way that it works, so people aren't fiddling. Because the more they fiddle, the less they watch. You know what I mean?
Spending too much time fiddling.
Exactly. And so, going back to Funimation, I hope they fix it. I hope they fix the logins. I hope they fix the issues with, because I know Crunchyroll never really had an issue with a new anime, like a new episode of an anime dropping an hour after the Japan release. Whereas Funimation, I guess because a lot of people kept going to the site, it would just crash and you couldn't watch it for like a day. Which,
Oh no. You
yeah,
know
and
what
that.
that sounds like? That sounds like the same people who used to let you download Naruto episodes from them. And if you like, because people were waiting for the new episode, if you refresh, they would ban your IP address.
Oh wow. That's
Was me and my illegalness back in the day. You didn't hear that. Nobody did.
shoot. I mean it's just it's I just want them to fix it, because then you think about it, like right now I have a subscription to Crunchyroll. I don't know if I want one if I'm gonna have trouble watching on Funimation. You know what I mean?
No.
I could just wait and until it comes to Netflix or whatever the case. So, yeah, get it together, guys. Get it together. You paid way too much money to not get it together. Like,
Come on.
and I get it. You don't have to do much if you're there's no competition. 'Cause honestly, there's I don't think there's any the site that torrented all the stuff is down or gone or whatever. So you don't have any illegal competition. Taking away all your legal competition now is like you have a bit of monopoly there. I think Hulu's kind of there. I know they had One Punch Man, like an exclusive for that.
They have
But
One Punch Man and they have what's it called? They Sword Art Online.
there you go. Beyond those, it's like you don't really have much competition. Like you have Boruto, freaking Hero Academia. You have all the big stuff right now. Like get together, folks. Get together.
Totally.
Speaking of anime, the last season of Attack on Titan has started.
Can't believe it. We're finally here.
Finally, and I have no idea what the hell is going on.
Did it start from the end again? I mean, like, God damn it, that show, I just can't.
I don't know if it's the end. It started where, so, and we're gonna have another episode where we kind of deep dive into this, the first episode, like we typically do, but I just want to say, like, watching it starts in a war, and I don't know if this was a previous war or this is a. I'm leaning towards the previous war because of who's alive, but the way they jump through time, based on the character's ability to see what their other half saw or their descendants or whoever saw, is really interesting and really fluid. And so I don't know if this is an active war, or if this is something that's being viewed from the from the future or whatever. And so it has multiple titans and new titans that I haven't seen before, and so the action is really cool, and the dialogue and everything. But as far as like how to place it within everything, I can't, because they don't kind of like give you like a soft entry. That
You're just
sounds
in the
horrible.
war, right?
Right. They just drop you like boom. Stuff is happening. People are getting shot. What do you got? And
So they Saving Private Ryan'd it,
pretty
like.
much. But at least with Saving Private Ryan, they take a step back and like, all right, so here we are. No, they didn't do that. And I don't think they're going to for the next few episodes. You're just gonna see what's happening or what happened then to reinforce what's going to happen. I think that's what they're doing. Which, again, the anime is decent, or I should say the anime is good, and they know how to tell a good story, even if it's a little convoluted here or there. So I'm not afraid for the final season. But I'm coming in as someone who's watched all the seasons up till now, I'm confused. And that's an odd place to be. It's kind of like if you're watching Lord of the not Lord of the Rings, you're watching what is the HBO God of Thrones or no, Game of Thrones.
That trash.
Too many shows. Game of Thrones, right? And instead of starting where they started in the last season, they start with such and such dragon burning down the burning everyone up. And you're like, what just happened? Why is everyone on fire? Like, that's what it felt like. That's what it felt like.
I feel it's I didn't watch it, but that's fine because I just didn't have time because other things.
Right.
But I'm going to. But I feel like because I've already read it and we've discussed this, I've already read it. I feel I know exactly where you are because what you're explaining is the exact same emotion I got when I read that chapter. And I didn't know
Oh.
who because somebody has a mustache and I'm like, whoa, this person has a mustache. Is that the same person? Like, wait, where did you used to be young? Are you older now?
Right.
And so I think I know exactly where you are. And there's some little kids. There's some young people that we've never met before. Are there children? Are there some 11-year-olds running around that you've never seen before?
There are so they're not 11, but they are young. They're younger than all the other soldiers, and they're vying for
The Titan.
they're vying for that.
I know exactly where you are and what you're feeling because I'm telling you, the day I read that chapter, I was like, what in the actual just happened? Like, I had to go back and I'm like, wait a minute, did I miss something? So, I'm gonna be honest right with you. We've already explained this multiple times how I've told you the anime does a great job of redeeming the mishaps or the missteps of the manga. It really does because they have a second chance. This is a second
Oh,
chance. This is
yeah.
a chance to visualize in a different way and tell the story vocally so that the reader or the viewer can grasp and understand it differently. This is your second chance to make the story really, really, really hit home if it didn't in the manga. It's like, just like the TV show of Game of Thrones was supposed to hit a little bit different than the books did. It just missed the mark. Anyway, moving on. So I feel like this the show's done a really good job of that. And if you got that same feeling from watching that first episode that I got from reading it, then they did a good job. I'll give them that air high five since it's COVID and I can't touch them. It is definitely hard to, you're like, wait, where are we? Who is that? Why does he have a mustache? Oh my God, can't believe that's what's his face and he's older. Why are these kids doing this? Oh snap, does she have a bomb in her foot?
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. So yeah, if you're a fan, definitely check that out. Just know that you're going to be confused from the jump, 'cause they do not
Accept
they
it.
yeah, go good eat and you know what? Watching the previous season will not help you.
No.
It won't.
Why would it?
It just 'cause it's logical, right?
You
Oh my
know, it's like,
goodness.
oh yeah, let me catch up. Season four, first episode. What in the ham sandwich did I just watch? Like,
There's
yeah.
no like 10 years later or
Nope.
nothing. It's just
Nope. Just
like
starts that way.
you just
You have no clue why.
you press play and you're ducking bullets. That's how it
Yeah.
works.
Who's the bad guy here? You don't even know.
I
You
yeah.
have to figure it out. You're like when you finally find out that so and so is so and so with a mustache, certain many years later, you're just like, wait a minute. It almost felt like watching Peacemaker, where you had to actually be on the side of the Shinsengumi.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? What?
Yeah,
Kenshin's on the other side? Oh, he wasn't real? Got it.
it's I'm waiting for that got it moment. I really am. But granted, this is like I said, it's the first episode. I'm not sure what days they're releasing. I have to check on that. But
Yeah.
yeah, they are going live. I saw it on Crunchyroll. I immediately added it to my queue, and I will be, we'll be talking about that pretty shortly.
Definitely.
So skating out of anime land, we want to talk about, we actually wanted to talk about this a few weeks ago, the Fresh Prince reunion on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty awesome for multiple reasons.
Yeah, it was.
It was really cool. I guess, starting from the order that we kind of saw, it was cool to see them all again in the same house. Or
Yes.
at least it looks like they remade the set. I
Yep, they did it.
don't know if they got the original props or not.
They got a lot of the original props. Well, I shouldn't say original because we don't know if they're still, if they were still in warehouse or something since it's 30 years. But like 30 years, it's just that I can't hear
Insane, right?
that number. I can't hear that number. Like 27 years, like that is really hard to swallow. I don't like knowing how old I really am. I've been telling everybody I'm 29 for the last 29 years. I just can't. It's hard
But
to swallow.
why?
It's
I
fine.
it's great to be older.
Yeah, until you start thinking about things and you're like, oh, maybe I can't do this anymore. I still
Oh
want to be
yeah.
a dancer, but I don't have a left shoulder.
That
So I have
yep.
to let that go. But if maybe I tried it 12 years ago, I could have been somebody by now.
Yeah, there's no more twerking Tuesdays.
Nope, that's
Cannot.
done.
It's 'cause
Nope.
the way my knee is set up, I just can't. I can't get low anymore. I
Yeah,
can't.
I can't.
But side rant, I've been on a diet and
Yes.
I've lost I want to say 27 pounds in a month and some change.
That's pretty
So
dope.
yeah, I will get I'll be I might be able to get low soon. Who knows?
Let's try it. You know what? Let's not, because no matter how much weight you lose, the hips don't lie. And when we're
Yeah.
older, they do have a tendency to crack.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough.
Yeah,
It's
really
I gotta stretch more. But anywho, so
rough.
yeah, so yeah, the it was cool to see the old set, to
Yeah,
see
it
all of
was.
them older. We started with Will came out first, I believe, and
Yeah.
then Carlton and not Carlton. See, I'm calling them by their stage names.
Well,
That's what
that's
we've.
who they are.
Yeah, Alfonso came out, not Carlton. And then what was the older sister name?
Hillary Karen
There
Parsons.
you go.
Yeah.
Hillary came out, and then the younger sister came out.
Tatiana Ali.
Yep, Tatiana. And then the second mom.
I know we got because we just got to keep it real. It was second Aunt Viv. She was second Aunt Viv because no matter what, and no diss to her for real. I mean, she is an accomplished actress.
Right.
She never hit the same. She
Well,
never hit like original Aunt Viv.
the writing was went kind of downhill in certain areas with I
Yeah.
think with her character, and I
Yeah.
think that was partially because the previous Aunt Viv spoke up about her portrayal
Yeah.
and how she wanted to be portrayed and how she wanted to be considered or viewed, because that was a big thing. That was something I learned watching the reunion. Was that it was very important how they were portrayed as black people, which was pretty awesome. So yeah, you got that cast, and then Jeffrey walks in, and they all give loving hugs, and then they sit down and they talk about the early days. One thing I didn't realize was how Will would I remember him telling the story about how he memorized everyone's lines, but
Yes.
I didn't realize he actually was mouthing the lines
I
while they're
know. I
saying
mean,
it.
and even if we did, like, because that honestly, I'm just being for real, like, that's kind of stuff that we pointed out when we were kids. Because we looked for stuff, like me and my brother and my sisters, we looked for weird stuff. And so that's something that we may have pointed out when we were younger, but seeing it again now, all these years later, something that I just forgot, it was just like, oh snap, he really is doing that. Like, what are
Yeah.
you doing, babe? What are you doing?
I had to go back and watch some of the episodes, and I was like, he's really mouthing along. Like, and then it was hilarious how they would get upset with him, and they're like, you gotta stop doing that, fam. Like, you gotta stop. Like, you're throwing me off. Like, just you're saying my lines with me. Stop it.
And that's a thing in acting. You know, I've been in acting class, and that is literally a thing, and it does happen. It does, but you know, you're a professional, and you're supposed to get it out of you. But I've seen it happen on TV. It was just really funny that it was happening all the time.
And no one picked. I think it was it the whole first season? Like, it was bad. It had gotten pretty bad. And I didn't reckon it because it's kind of like that with magic tricks, where it's like the sleight of hand. Like, I want you to look at this hand while I move this hand around. So like when someone else is talking, I'm looking at that character. I'm not looking at Will. You know what I mean? And I think that's why it kind of, you know, it flew over my head in terms of like catching it, because I really didn't until they, you know, they showed the clips and then they zoomed in on his face and I was like, oh my God.
I was cracking up. I was literally cracking up, like, I can't believe it, because it was so weird for me to think that it would have been Will to be doing it. Maybe I would have thought a different actor would have done it, somebody else, you know, like Tatiana Ali being younger and everything. But no, it was really him. And it's like, wow. And they all got on him. They're like, yo, you used to do this. He was like, I really, really didn't. He's like, I know I learned everybody's lines because, you know, he was just being extra.
Right.
Like, I mean, he mouthed everyone's line.
It was crazy. And then the fact that he was like, because there was times where he knew he was doing it. And then there was times where he didn't. And where they would kind of like stop, like, acting and be like break character and be like, yo, you gotta stop. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're mouthing the lines. He's like, no, I'm not. And they're like, yeah, you are. To the point
like
where
Anakin.
Yeah.
Remember that? He got in trouble for making the noise of the lightsaber.
Right. It's like it was so crazy that the fact that he did it so much that some of it ended up in the episodes. Like, they were like, you know what, this was the perfect take, and we're just not going to, you know, just don't say anything, you know? Like, just don't say anything. Maybe people won't notice. And it worked, because I totally, totally didn't notice that he was mouthing the lines.
Yeah.
So, like, learning, like, little tidbits like that was really cool.
Yeah, that was.
Learning about, you know, how their relationship, like the fact that they got together in like a reading area and like practice, or like just went over their lines before actually going to the stage. Yeah.
The reading table is great. And sometimes I wish that we, like, you know, when shows wrap, like obviously more now because everything's more digital, but I would love to be part of that more, that process more, which is, you know, like why DVDs were so fun, because they would put little stuff in them, like, you know, the reels. But reading room stuff is fun. Like, if you get to see it, it's nice, because it's not that people are in character, out of character, but it's the chill time to be able to go over lines. It's not dress rehearsal.
Right. Because you can it's where you make tweaks too. Like, you know what? I don't think so-and-so would say it this way. Because, and that's something that they mentioned on the reunion, where they were like, the writers are, you know, they had a lot of white writers, obviously, because it's a TV show. And we didn't have bunch pool unless you were Cosby. And so,
yeah, that's true.
They were like, you know what? They were like, some of the scripts were just really bad in terms of what black people would say. And so they would have, they would go in and be like, nope, that's not something we would do. That's not something we would say. Erase that part. And obviously some things still got in, but it was like, they were really kind of like, this is the moment where we can, you know, kind of basically make our case.
Exactly.
And I thought I don't know if people do that nowadays, but that was a really smart idea. And not only with that comes kind of this, you know, family setting in terms of the writers are here, the actors are here, the people who are handling the cameras are here. Everyone's here every day to do this. And they had their own rituals and things that they would do before they even started the show. And so that made working easier, you know, at least from what I could tell, it made working easier.
I loved that Friday night ritual, whatever they did, where they would just grab stuff and make noise.
Oh, right. And then they would be introduced, like they're on a playing basketball, like the NBA, like introduces the players as they run out onto the court. It was like that. And they showed that once during one of the final seasons, they called everyone out to kind of like they let the people behind the scene or the audience behind the scenes to kind of see what they do. And so hearing a little bit, because we didn't really have that on. Yeah, they didn't really do that a lot with shows where they kind of knocked down the walls and kind of showed you what was happening behind the scenes. They
You
would
only got to
break.
see it at the end.
Yeah, they would break the fourth wall where they would, look at the camera and say something, but it was never like, no, this is the camera crew. We can see the audience. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't really do that. So it was cool to kind of have, you were a part of the show alongside the actual live audience. I thought that was pretty sweet. And then they talked about James Avery.
That part made me cry.
It was tough. It was tough to watch. But it was a cool tribute to him. And then, to find out, 'cause I knew he was, he had been an actor before. He did, stage
Powerhouse.
acting, and he was also the voice of a lot of people, like Shredder from the TMNT, and so he did voice acting, and so he was really big on the show, and he was also a strong force for representation. And just hearing about their relationship with him, it was cool. It was really cool. Like, this is something that, if you were able to buy like the Fresh Prince show as a collective and have those extra bonus bits, you would definitely want this in there, because
Yeah, you
he was the heart of the show. I mean, granted, it's Will Smith's show, but in terms of like behind the scenes glue, it was him.
would.
And they talked about how he was teaching people different things and helping people with their lines and doing all this other stuff. That the scene with Will and the father, the one scene that everyone loves, right? And how, he had flubbed the line and got really upset, and James was like, use me, I'm not gonna tell the story because Will is way better at it than I am. But
It was
it's just
powerful.
really dope to hear, like, to be, people that you kind of admire for what they brought you entertainment wise. To hear really good things about them, because usually, unfortunately, in a lot of media, it's the opposite, right? You hear about the negative fighting, or in some cases, like illegal activity that was happening. But with in this case with James Avery, everything was positive.
Yeah, it was. It just seemed like, he was obviously very loved. He was such a father figure. I mean, you're playing a father, so that's already gonna rub off, but he really was a father figure to them. And I think I really, really, really loved how new Aunt Viv, when she spoke about him when they're sitting on the couch. She was sitting by herself. It's like she wasn't sitting next to him, which that would have been his spot. And she mentioned that, and the way that she spoke about him was so loving. And you could tell that their partnership on the show was very strong. So it was, I thought it was just very nice to see her talk about him. And she got so emotional so quickly in regards to him. And she said, she was like, I love him. I miss him so much. Because outside of just this show, they had such a good working relationship. And he obviously was a very big influence in her career as well. So, him not just being that father figure, but that, husband figure, and then just a mentor in a general sense. It was very, very nice to hear those words being spoken about him, and then also hear how like much of a like a activist he was for in the sense of the representation of Black people and how you have how we look on TV. So I thought it was very important like that he was instilling in the rest of them like, hey, Tatiana Ali was came on the show like at 11 years old, and like teaching and kind of shaping them and molding them. There's that one part where Karen Parsons, who played Hillary, had said that like they were looking at the lines and said somebody was like, no, that wouldn't fly in my house. So it's saying these are words that you've written, but don't not to put Black people as a monolith, like not to say like, oh, Black people won't say that. But she's like, if this was my house, I couldn't say that to my parents. So it's not going to fly in this situation. I'm not going to be able to deliver it right. It's not going to fly. Even though we are rich, we're still Black. Okay. No Black parent ever is going to accept these words out of my mouth. Change the line. So I appreciate what they gave me more information than I knew, and I liked hearing that.
Shoot, speaking of cool information, I didn't know that. So Daphne Reed, who plays the new Aunt Viv, I didn't know that she was offered the role before
yeah, she
the
was,
previous
I know.
One, and
and
she
didn't
turned it
want
down.
An audition.
Well, because she was like, you know, they were like, you know, it's going to be a show with a rapper. And she's like, nope.
Yep.
And then she kind of regretted it after the fact when she saw what it became.
Yeah.
And then she was, you know, obviously afterwards they brought her on. But that was, I was like, really? Oh, that, okay. That's interesting. So like, yeah,
not,
like I was, oh, go ahead.
Not necessarily offered though. I think she was told to audition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like she was told by like who they, I mean, you know, the honestly, the acting community of Black actors was not that wide before. So everybody knew everybody. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people knew everybody. And like auditioning for roles of a matriarch probably only had a few choices. Like, you know, if the producers or whatever, Quincy and everybody else who had been involved was probably like, hey, these are probably people that we would want to audition. And she definitely was one of them. And she was like, yeah, not doing it.
Man, and some of those auditions were rough.
Oh my God.
It was rough.
But for real, Hillary's.
Hillary's was great.
She was so on. She was made to play Hillary. Karen was made. She did it so well.
Yeah. She did a
she
really
good
job.
She played her role too well. Remember? She was like, people hated her.
Yes.
In real life. She played that role so well.
Man, that was, because I saw Alfonso's one, and I was like, ooh, that was, okay. And he was like, man, that was, I don't know how I got this job. And I'm saying that, like, I can't act, so it's not like I would do better. But it's just, like, knowing what he could do and then seeing the before, while interesting, was also a little cringe. But, yeah, Hillary did an amazing job with that. I was a little bummed that we didn't get to hear more from Jeffrey.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? Like, I've waited all this time to hear him speak, and he's literally just the meek little Jeffrey. And, you know, Jeffrey's sass. His sass as Jeffrey was one of the reasons why we kept coming back for more. Yeah. If Jeffrey was a sassy butler, he would have A, faded to the background, but B, it just wouldn't have been, like, come on, we are watching a family of rich Black people, and they have a butler who lets them have it on any opportunity he gets and still stays employed.
Right.
Hey.
That's crazy. And it's just for people, we know his name is Joseph Marcel, but we call them their names because that's what they've seemingly become. Like, I know, you know, Jazzy Jeff isn't Jazz from the show, but when he's on the show, he's Jazz. But yeah, his wit was really cool, and his you know, the one-liners and stuff that he would do, and I really enjoyed the episodes where they would focus on him a lot. And yeah, so I really kind of wanted to hear more of his story in terms of, and I know they cut it, right? Because like they needed it to fit. You could tell based on some of the scenes that
they cut a lot.
They had to chop it up a little bit. And hopefully they'll be able to release a little bit more, maybe like a behind the scenes type of behind the scenes of the behind the scenes type of thing. So I really wanted to see more, especially when Janet came and she actually met Daphne for the first time. Because
the first time.
The Aunt Vils had never met each other, which is still like, what?
So I know, like, we're in the acting community. They just never did, and I can understand. I mean, honestly, I could understand why. There's more to it. There literally is more to it. You had OG Aunt Viv, who, like they said, dark skinned, beautiful black woman who was honestly like the second coming of Claire Huxtable. Like she could
Right.
do anything and everything. She was a professor, PhD, could dance, could cook, could
Could
manage a
sing.
household, all of the things. She did it. Wonder Woman, where you at? Like this was her. And then you have new Aunt Viv, who didn't really embody the things that OG Aunt Viv was. Like, you know, the hardcoreness, the kind of like under th that sass that was just like
Yeah.
there. She kind of was just more like homely and nice and just, you know, like just more chill and like you know, just I feel like these two women, not that they wouldn't have been friends in real life, but you have the outgoing actor who is let go on some stuff that, you know, in bad terms, and then you have the new person come in. I can understand them never meeting each other, never really wanting to speak. And then it's like you replace dark Aunt Viv with light Aunt Viv. There was, we all talked about that as black people. We all talked about that. We're like, light Aunt Viv? Like, you know? So I can understand them never speaking to each other. You know, this woman took my job, my old job, and if they didn't have a professional reason to meet, then you know, I totally could understand them never meeting, but it's still shocking. It is.
Definitely. And because
And
you
it's
would
shocking.
expect
We
them
didn't know.
to. Oh, go ahead.
We didn't know the drama behind it. You know, we didn't know.
Yes. Which is, this was also great. Which is my favorite part is Janet and Will sitting down and talking separate of everybody else, because that was the issue. And what, because when we found out that she was leaving or she left, it was the what was said was she was hard to work with. And you know, she even says it, you know, in the reunion, that when you say that about a black woman, it's like kryptonite. Like you can't, you know what I mean? But the reality was it was way more complicated than that. And to hear her kind of address what happened, you know, that she was pregnant, number one, and so she was going through that, but then also she was in an abusive relationship. So that made her, and she said it made her a little bit more, it was harder to work with in that sense, because she was very stressed all the time and couldn't necessarily talk about it, you know, whether it was for fear of her job or whatever the case. And so her husband wasn't working, and the contract that they were trying to give her was shady. And so she was like, I'm not working for basically for pennies when I've already been with this show for 3 seasons. And you know, 'cause that kind of happens. I know, like, and I don't know what happened behind the scenes on The Cosby Show with Claire. God, what was her name? I am so bad with names,
Oh, with
but
Felicia Rashad?
yes, Felicia Rashad, right? She got pregnant, and it kind of like did the thing where like she's out of town, you know, for that duration. But I don't know if that was a thing where like, you know what, now we have to add another cast member, because they actually said that she was pregnant, I think, when she was pregnant. So I didn't know if that became an issue, and they're like, because of that, we have to pay you less. I'm not sure, but she made mention of that. And then the fact that she always kind of stood up for herself on the show, though she started to bump heads with Will, and he admitted like he didn't know that was going on, because no one did.
No
And
wonder, yeah.
him being a kid, he didn't handle it well at all.
And he was
And
a kid who was basically running the show.
right at that point, because he, I mean, he was selling millions of records, and he was popular before he had the show. And so, yeah, it's like he had already gone through the gauntlet, in the sense of all these actors have been doing this longer than me, but I finally got to the point where I can say I'm an actor. Like, I've been in movies and everything, so you know, you have to treat me with a little bit more respect, not knowing that there was, you know, there was abuse and everything else involved. And so when he would complain, that kind of gave the people, you know, the producers, the power to go, you know what? You know, it's kind of like they used his complaints to further push her out, It is one thing with the contract, like, all right, well, we got beef there, but then, oh, Will, the star is saying you have you're difficult as well, so we're just gonna replace you, which was, was kind of whack. And it's like, dang, like they kind of treated her bad. And so you understand it wasn't like it wasn't exactly what she said it was, when she was like going to the media and stuff, and it wasn't just Will being jealous of her or Will being, just a jerk or whatever the case may be. But he did have a heavy hand in her getting fired because of his comments. And not just that, but then her life afterwards. It was hard to get jobs
Yeah, she could.
afterwards. And so hearing that, and I really wanted them to go further, but they kind of like, I know they had to cut it, but like ultimately they were able to make amends. They were able to hug, cry even. And what was super dope was that Will was like, I had talked to her beforehand, and she had asked if it would be okay if she come out and hang with you guys, because she hasn't seen you since the show. And they were like, totally. And she came out, and then, and this part they kind of did like a almost like a movie montage type of thing. They had her narrate while they showed her coming and talking with everyone. I wanted to see that portion. And though we didn't get it the way I wanted, it was still really great to see everyone taking pictures and stuff like that. And hopefully that leads to something else. I don't want it to be like, yeah, we made amends and now we never talk again. You know what I mean?
You're right. I don't want that. Even in that situation, like I was happy, but I didn't I'm exactly where you are. I don't want that to be it. I would hope that the conversation can continue and that they can like, because I just started thinking of so many things. Like, this woman did play their mom for 3 years,
Right.
and it was a lot of work, and they were together. And I don't know how those years were, if they were, the third year was difficult or what it was, but it's just like, it just makes me think of James Avery dying and how everybody was so sad and I was just like, I don't know what Janet Hubert was going through when that happened.
Yeah.
So it just made me think of a lot of things. I do hope that they're able to continue on and continue to communicate with each other, and it's not just this one-time thing, because but at the same time, if 27 years have gone by, people have other things in their life, and they may not have a lot to keep up with or discuss
Right.
as well.
And I didn't mean it is I mean, 'cause it would be hard to be like, we're just gonna be best friends next week.
Yeah, of course, of course.
But there's room for, and not to sound like it's something is owed, but there's room for opportunities to be made or to be given even to Janet after all this time, because Will is in a he's in a big spot. The fact that they even have the reunion on HBO is because of him. The reason why certain things are being put in place, he has TV shows that are getting, they're in the works. Like, there are things that he's doing where he could kind of help in that regard. And not to say that she needs it or even wants it, but I don't think you get to be, I don't think you get to be forgiven in that, in a sense, and your conscience is clear, but then you do nothing else. In terms of what you can as the person you are. He talked about how he didn't want to be the cause or, for things to end poorly because of him. And it's like, I get that. And you've grown, you're an adult and you have children of your own, so you understand more. And you're in a position to help. You're in a position, you don't, and I don't know what state she's in. I know that for a while she was sending, or she had videos where she was, cursing everyone out and, seemed very, I guess bitter is the word, though I don't want to paint her as bitter, but there was, it seemed like things weren't in a positive place there either, these all these years later. And so you being in a spot that you are can make moves, the type of moves that you can make, you're in a position to help in that sense. And so initially, essentially, I want good things to come of this outside of just everyone feeling good, everyone being forgiven, and you know, the wrong has been righted in a entertainment, you know, entertainment fashion. I want like more. And granted, I know that we're not privy to that stuff, but yeah, that's I'm hopeful.
Yeah, exactly. We're hopeful. That's the whole point. We're hopeful because
Definitely. But yeah, it's good. If you guys, you know, haven't gotten to see it, check it out on HBO Max. It's a reason to subscribe right now, or at the very least do the trial, you know, 7-day trial.
Ain't
And
it free with like a bunch of not and I'm not talking about the 7-day trial being free. It's like isn't aren't they giving out HBO Max for free with like a bunch of stuff?
I'm not sure. There's so many deals because everybody wants you to go everywhere. I mean, there's a deal with Fortnite to get like a month free, I think, of like Disney Plus or something. So like there's everybody's doing stuff right now because everyone's at home and everyone's watching. So there's probably a deal for you out there if you look. I am definitely like, even if it's a seven-day thing, definitely check it out if you're a Fresh Prince fan. Also, the whole series is on there. So you can, you know, you can watch it. Be mindful. It is old in the sense that, you know, certain things will come up that you might have, you know, there's certain things for me that are great that I always like, you know, in terms of like race and things of that nature. And then there's some jokes where I'm like, ooh, that's, yeah, that wouldn't fly today.
No.
That wouldn't fly today. But it's still a great show. And if you're like me, it'll prevent you from buying it, because I was gonna buy it. I said this a while back. I bought all of well, I think they have one more season coming, but I bought all of Bob Burgers,
Oh
and
God.
it's great. Being
The
able to
chili
binge that is awesome.
Linda, bring out the purple stuff.
It's
Hey,
so.
Bobby.
It's so great. And it's like, you know what, even the episodes that aren't funny, it's just interesting to see what they get into. You know, and that's an aside. We're getting close to the end of the show, so I can aside a little bit here. But yeah, being able to watch, you know, comfort shows is really good right now. Whether that's, you know, The Fresh Prince or, you know, Archer. I've been watching a lot of Archer. I bought that as well.
I always watch Archer.
And you know, I need to get the final, or not the final season, but the next season. I need to get it. Right now it's a little too expensive, but I will be getting it. When they sell the whole, like, I think it's 8 seasons, and then the ninth season is the price for all the other eight. I'm like, I'll wait. I'll wait.
No, exactly not, because that joint is on Hulu and I can watch every episode.
See, there you go. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of that, and it's been beneficial, like just mentally. I don't have to think about a lot
No.
of the day to day, and you know, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that is
That's what
good.
binging is for, is to feel good about stuff.
Yes, I agree.
So yeah, that has been our show for this week. We're coming up on 58 minutes, which is solid. Feel free to subscribe and to hit that notification bell. Also, share it with all your friends and your enemies, the people you barely talk to. It might seem weird at first and awkward, but I'm telling you, once they hear us, everything will be cool.
Yeah, in fact, that enemy or that person you barely talked to that you sent the link will probably never want to talk to you again after that, which means you effectively solved your problem.
There you see? Boom. You gave them a gift, and you never have to talk to them again. Solid. That's solid. For everyone out there who are, you know, in their 30s and up, stretch. Make sure you do that.
Please do.
You know, you can't Dutty wine like you used to. It just doesn't. There's things that move in ways that they shouldn't now. And I'm not saying that I'm old. I'm not. But I do know that putting on extra weight during, you know, COVID times has made certain activities more difficult. And so, you know, even though that you are binging and watching and all that good stuff, take a walk, you know. Get outside, you know, safely,
Yeah, it's cold,
and you know, be about it. Be about, you know, being healthy. I'm not a health nut, but I'm just saying, like, it helps. It helps.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, check out some of the stuff that we have going up. We have a new, well, VODs now because we're streaming on Twitch. But we have a new one called The Co-op, where me and my wife play cooperative video games. Check us out on Twitch. Our schedule for that is, so Mondays is the co-op on Twitch at 9 p.m. Then I will be streaming myself on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. And then we still have the Saturday night streams on Saturdays at 8 p.m. And all those videos will be uploaded to the YouTube page to be watched after the fact. So yeah, you can also follow us there. Good stuff.
Word. And notes on my end, not many. It's typically the same thing. So if you are a constant listener, you already know what I'm about to say. So I'll say it anyway. We love you and we want you to be safe. So please wash your hands and your butts and wear a mask.
Yes.
Those things. Just those things. We can start there. With all these numbers, these COVID numbers rising, stay away from bars and restaurants, people. Take your food to go. Okay. Just keep that mask on. Stay away from
Facts.
people. Literally, know people who had COVID. Like, I know them. My best friend had COVID. So stay
Yeah.
away from
Yes.
people without masks on. Keep your mask on if you're around other people. It only takes 60 seconds or less. Honestly, it just takes 5 seconds to be around somebody who is asymptomatic or presymptomatic. And all they need to do is talk to you. They don't need to cough on you. They don't need to sneeze on you. They just need to talk.
Right.
And that's it. So, because I know that that's exactly how it happened to somebody I know. Honestly, just was talking, talked. The other person didn't know they had it. And then they got it and spread it to somebody else. So let's not do that, everybody.
Yes,
Yes.
stay home if you
Yes.
if you can, wear a mask, and I get it. It's the holidays. You want to, but Zoom works. Like
It does.
it does. It works well.
Honestly.
And
And
even if you
stay
were to
there.
visit, you can stay in the car.
Stay in the car. Most people don't even like the holidays, like me. I actually don't even like them. I never have really, like for real, because I was always getting yelled at. I was actually happy that this year, for the first time in all of America's racist history, that Thanksgiving got canceled.
Wait, why are you getting yelled at?
Because I was always getting yelled at. I was like in the wrong place at the wrong time. Get out of the kitchen. Get in the kitchen. Wash these dishes. Don't break the dish. You know, it was. I don't have the greatest memories when it comes to holidays. I mean, the food was good, but I also, as an adult, I'm not really into buffets. Like, I don't like a lot of food. I
Oh,
don't.
gosh.
It's not that I don't like food. I just don't like a lot of it at the same time because it gets a little overwhelming and you know I have anxiety issues.
Right. I feel you. I look, you can, well, you can't now, but you could have given it all to me. I would be fine with taking the food.
That's true.
Turkey sandwiches the day after is amazing. I
I
miss
can't.
sandwiches. I miss sandwiches. God, I miss sandwiches. Anyways,
No bread.
right, no bread. Yeah, well, we'll definitely have to talk about that that another time. But yeah,
But
stay home, people. Like it's the numbers are spiking and it's ridiculous. Like we should be done by now. Like seriously. I mean, if you're
really.
not even just COVID, like the flu's a thing still.
Yeah.
Like if that doesn't do it, then hopefully the flu. Like stay home for that, or mask up so you don't get, because people are quick to do that. Like, oh, you sneezed around me, you have the flu. Like pretend like everyone has the flu and mask up. There you go.
Exactly. Pretend like everybody has Ebola.
And stay the fuck away from
Know, the plague. Anywho, but yeah, mask up, y'all. Stop touching people. Stop touching people out. I mean, we always say that before, keep your hands to yourself a long time ago, but so that same rule applies. Keep your hands to
Yes.
yourself and clearly don't do things with people who aren't in your pod unsafely, okay? Podding is a real deal. Like if you live with people and you like I mean, I live alone, so I'm some of the residents where I work pod because they're always together. they're next door neighbors and they're always together. So they do activities together without their mask because they literally work from home and only see each other. And that's potting. And that's okay if you can always account for your whereabouts.
Right.
You know that you're not doing things that would be unsafe, like going to restaurants and bars and stuff like that. So anyway, not trying to like give you guys a whole new spiel, but it is the thing. If you are listening, just please do the exact same. Just do what we're telling you because we're smart and we're nerds, so we know things.
Right.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you. Please hit us up, next show. Hopefully that'll be in a week from now. We really do appreciate your continued support. Hermione really, really appreciates your continued support. She gets to run around my office this whole time while we record, doing things, making little noises that I hope that you don't hear or something that we can edit out. But she spent the last hour licking my pillow. So hopefully, I just appreciate you guys not calling her out on her weirdness, and she appreciates it too. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We love you. We will see you next week or maybe another week or whenever. But take care of yourselves. Have a good night. Wash your hands, your butts, your faces, and your masks. Wash your masks, okay, everybody? Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.